This is a CBC podcast.
Support for delivery of this podcast comes from Chevrolet. At Chevrolet, we bring people together with the things that matter to them most. Visit chevrolet.gm.ca.
Hi there, and welcome to the Best of Out Front.
I have a story to tell.
Out Front.
Hello, welcome to Out Front. My name is Jamie Kovacs. I'm 11 years old, and I live in St. John's, Newfoundland. We're ready to start the interview, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, first question. What was it like in Hungary when you were a boy?
Well, when I was a boy, that was in the 1930s.
This summer, I was on a mission.
I was born in a small village. My parents were very poor.
I want my grandpa to go back home, to Hungary.
I left Hungary in 1949.
He left his family there 58 years ago and hasn't been back since. My grandpa Simon now lives in Kingston, Ontario. I started by asking him to come to Hungary this summer because I'd be seeing his homeland for the very first time.
Most people wouldn't know me there.
I think they will know you.
Sure, my brothers would know me, but nobody else. I was 20 years old, and the communists took over the Catholic schools. They simply occupied the building and locked us down in the basement. So all we could do is escape. But when we escaped, we thought that the Russians wouldn't stay there very long and we'll be able to return. But after waiting several years outside Hungary, and we realized that Russians are not going to move, and so there is no possibility of return.
Why did you never go back?
The Russians didn't move out until 1991. By that time, I thought I was too old.
so you thought that you were too old to go back?
Yeah, and the whole everything changed by that time.
When I go to Hungary, is there anywhere you want me to go?
You should go up what is called Gellért Hill.
My grandpa's memories of Hungary's capital, Budapest, are still so vivid.
Danube, of course, the Danube is a big river that bisects Budapest. And
he sounds sad when he talks about the past.
And you can see all the six Danube bridges, all of which were destroyed during the war, but all of them have been restored since then.
So many bad things happened in Hungary when he was growing up. World War II and the Russian invasion.
In one place I lived only for 1 year. Now, that whole street was completely destroyed during the war by bombing.
Grandpa was my age when all of this happened. All of the Jewish boys in his high school, some of them his friends, were rounded up and taken away. He didn't know they'd be killed. He told me to look for the alleyway where it happened. My grandpa's life was changed forever by the war.
It's good talking to you.
Okay.
I plan to bring back pictures of his four brothers who still live there. Maybe he'll change his mind.
Yep. Okay, bye.
Maybe then he'll want to see them in person. My sister, parents, and I traveled by train to the town where my grandfather once lived.
We're swaying back and forth. We're going. We're going to Chopron.
Jamie. I met his four brothers, Latzi, Joe, Miklos, and Andrus. We needed a translator to speak to them.
Hungarian name?
I don't know my Hungarian name.
They were younger than I am now when Grandpa left.
Simon, hogyha én mondom, Simon el tudja, meg tudja hallgatni.
Andrews was only 7 or 8, yet he still remembers going with Grandpa to the train station.
Itt vagyunk Sopronba az állomáson. Nagyon örülünk, hogy a családod itt van.
He thought my grandpa was going back to university. Boy, was he wrong.
Mindannyian, a bandiék, Szemeréből, a Mikiék és mi, Szombathelyről.
Grandpa's brothers kept telling me how badly they wanted to see Simon, my grandpa, once more. I don't understand why my grandpa stays away.
My great uncle, it has white hair and he has a lot of muscles because he has to work on a farm.
Az a nagy vihar, ami akkor volt, sokszor rágondolok, hogy még az fog lenni.
He also has a kind and friendly face. And he likes to smile a lot. After dinner, great uncle, he said that he was waiting a long time for 50 years to see my grandfather, and he's still waiting now.
My dad said that he doesn't think Andy would remember him.
He thinks that Andy would recognize him.
Would, okay.
My great uncles made a special gift for Grandpa. It's a picture of all of them, with my father standing in my grandpa's place.
We just left the train station, and I had the biggest send-off in my life. There's about 30 people, and, well, that's not my whole family, so, wow. Some people were crying because it's really emotional, because my grandfather, he won't come down and see his family, and he won't be able to see them anymore. Like, they're getting a bit old, so. Some people were crying. Yeah. Well, it's really sad what happened.
Thank you for your patience. Please have a seat if possible, and we'll let you know as soon as we're available for boarding.
The first part of my mission is complete. I've gathered important sounds and pictures of my grandpa's birthplace. My next stop is Kingston, Ontario.
What was that? They were giving present?
From Leslie.
Oh, I see. So all these are from Leslie?
I think so, yeah.
What is this little thing?
I don't know.
Must be some liquor or something like that.
My grandpa came to Canada when he was in his mid-20s. His first job was making heating elements for ovens and stoves. His brother smuggled a copy of school transcripts to Canada so Grandpa could apply for medical school. By the time he was accepted into medical school, my grandpa was 10 years older than most of the other students. He married my grandmother when he was 31 and had 3 children. Dad says my grandpa rarely talked about Hungary until recently. He is now 79 years old.
How do you feel about seeing your brothers for the first time in 50 years?
Well, it will be very interesting to see what they look like, because the last time I've seen them was more than 60 years ago.
Wow.
Who is that?
Andy.
That's Andy? No, I don't. He has a nose like Jack Palance. Somebody must have bashed his nose and... Oh, that's me. 1946.
I watched Grandpa closely as he looked at the pictures we took of his family.
What a serious young boy you were.
Well, I wouldn't recognize myself if somebody showed that picture to me. I wouldn't know that it was me.
Grandpa didn't show much emotion until I asked him if he thought my trip was a good idea. He cried a little.
Do you have any questions you want to ask about him?
I imagine that when you were there, my brothers were trying to convince you to convince me that I should go home. Did they?
Yeah.
Yeah. I expected that, but I won't. Because looking at these pictures of them, I'd rather remember them as I used to know them when they were young. I knew that they're old men, you know, but I didn't really picture them as old as they look. So I'd rather keep their memory as they were when they were young.
That is a pretty big deal because they all love you and they can't see you because you're not going to go there.
Well, that one...
And how special it is that they're far away and how much they love you even though they don't really have any pictures of you right now.
Well, it is touching that, you know, that I mean so much to them, but 10, 15 years ago, they didn't talk about me going back, and I wasn't planning. I mean, we never even thought about it. So I don't understand why it suddenly becomes so important for them to see me just, at the end of life. It won't lead to anywhere.
Well, what me and my family were trying to do, we were trying to bring Hungary back to you.
Well, you did, in a way, because it was interesting to see the city and even the buildings where I used to live. It still exists and people live there and life goes on. Yeah, I would like to go back there and see it, but I know I won't.
I really enjoyed doing this with you. And thank you very
much. I have not given up
doing this with me.
I'm going to keep on trying until I get him over there, no matter how hard it is.
You're welcome, Jamie.
And I'm going to do all of this because I love my grandpa.
Oh, that must have been Leslie and Mickey standing beside it.
I'm Jamie Kovacs in St. John's, Newfoundland. You've been listening to Outfront.
If you'd like to tell your story on Outfront, go to the Outfront website for information on how to pitch to the show. The address is cbc.ca/outfront. Then send us your idea. You can email us at outfront@cbc.ca, or you can send us a letter at Box 500, Station A, Toronto, M5W1E6.
Thanks for listening to The Best of Outfront. We'll have another podcast next week. Outfront is heard on CBC Radio 1 every Tuesday to Friday at 8:43 p.m. Thanks for listening to Outfront.
For more on all of our CBC podcasts, head to cbc.ca/podcasting.